places in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. This is Psalm 119, verses 12 through 16. I can, I love to read those words because those are true for me today. I know no better life. I've said that often, but it's really true in my life. And I didn't have a horrific life like anyone else. I had life that was filled with ups and downs, and I had my share of challenges, but you know, I grew up with a roof over my head. I had two parents, and I had schooling. I was taken to church. It was a lot of things in my life. But when I compare even the best of what I had in my life, it does not compare with what God has given to me. He has given me new life. The Bible tells me that I am a new creation in Him. The old has gone, the new has come, and all this is from God. And so I look at what my life is becoming day by day as I keep in step with God's Spirit. And the way that I keep in step with God's Spirit is that I have to know what pleases Him. I want to know the things that He does and Jesus did, and I want to know that. That's why I must stay in God's Word. I cannot rely on what I even remember and understood yesterday, because as a human being, there is a tendency to forget. And part of that tendency to forget is based in this truth that there is an adversary out there who is working hard to make sure that I do forget. And one of the ways that this adversary works hard is that he works by distraction. He will distract me, he will distract you from what is good into what will kill. And he does it in a very sneaky way. The Bible says about the adversary is that he masquerades as an angel of light. And I think about that even in terms of my food and what happened to me with the addiction to this overeating, emotional eating, and whatever. Like I said, in a lot of lives, in all of our lives, we can think of things that were happening in our lives that we might use to point to, oh, I became a compulsive eater because, or this became whatever or whatever. Yeah, there might be things that triggered us to go into the eating, but I still believe that the evil one, the devil, is behind all of it. What it does, and what I know the evil one does, is that he constructs false places of safety. You know, in the Bible, they use the word stronghold, and we definitely have come to see it at the evil part. We talk about, you know, not wanting to be in the stronghold of food. And a stronghold, in that sense, is a false sense of safety. So you have the true place of safety, which is the Lord and His heart and walking with Him. And then you have the bogus stronghold, which is the demon lying, whispering lies, how this is going to help. And when I think back on my eating history, even as a child, you know, I had an eating history, because whenever things got too bad for me and I felt bad, I learned very early that if I ate something, I would feel some little comfort. And so it wasn't very long that the evil one helped to fan up the bad stuff, you know, and we all have bad stuff, but when it has been fanned up and magnified, then we have more reason to go into the food. And if we go into the food, eventually, you know, things catch in, such as, you know, where we get cravings and we just get habitually go into the food, and then eventually it becomes a compulsion and an obsession with us, and we get to a place that we're so deep into that old stronghold, it doesn't even satisfy us, but we don't seem to know how to stop going into that stronghold. And the key we have found is obedience. We trust and obey the things that God tells us. We come to understand that our God loves us. He loves us so much. He loves us so much that He sent His Son to be the payment of any sin that we had done. He redeemed us that way. He paid the price of all of that mess that we made. And we can still be like the Israelites, you know, the Israelites that we were just talking about in the Old Testament. You wouldn't think that these were the people who had seen the Red Sea part. They had seen the Red Sea part or two, and they had seen them walk over, they themselves had walked over on dry land in that sea. They had seen that sea, you know, come back together and drown the enemy. They had seen God bring water out of a rock. It was many things that they had seen. They had seen the 10 plagues that it was poured out on Egypt. And yet they forgot. And they went back to that old stronghold, thinking that Egypt was it. Egypt was like heaven. And later on you can see them thinking about, oh, the food that we were able to eat and whatever. Meanwhile, they're forgetting about the slavery that they were under. And the same thing can happen to us with the food. That the evil one, he doesn't miss a beat in being able to construct a false stronghold and make it seem like a place of safety. You know, like, whoa, do you see what happened to you? As if, you know, things don't happen to other people. And, oh, I cannot believe it. After you do so much, and you're such a wonderful person, and all of this thing, and blah, 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 blah. And then before you know it, it's like, then the other thing comes. You, like that commercial used to say, you deserve a break today. Come away with me. Let us just enjoy ourselves and eat. And then the next thing you know, we are just eating and obsessing and getting into the point, when is this going to stop? When the demons say, you know, no, I'm not finished yet. And we just continue to stop. The next thing we know, I mean, continue to eat. And when the next thing we know, our clothes don't fit. Our face looks like, you know, like a little pancake. That's what mine used to look like. In fact, when I used to overeat, it showed up in my face long before it even showed up on my clothes, you know, although that was very soon afterwards, because I'm telling you, I could do some binge eating. And so once I opened that floodgate, it meant that my clothes were not going to fit, and but my face, it was going to show it, you know, in another part of the reading in the Old Testament today. Moses, whenever he went into the tent of meeting to talk to the Lord, when he came out, his face was shine. You know, he had a little shiny face when he came out. And I had the opposite of that with the eating. I don't care how I tried to curtail it or move it or whatever, if I was really into the food, it would show up with the puffy face. You know, the puffy face. There it is. And, the other thing, too, though, was the sad face. That would happen, too. I would try to put on a happy face, but the truth is that I knew that what I was doing and covering up was wrong. And I just want to say to any of you who are, you know, in the food, get that freedom today. First, by being honest. You know, if you have a food sponsor, we talk about that. Be honest with that food sponsor. Believe me, if she has any time, any amount of time, she can probably beat your story. So nothing that you do, the devil always makes us think, oh, we are the worst of the worst. Please, if we want to get into drunk-a-logs, we can sit around, all of us, especially those of us who have some time. We can tell you how that demon smacked us up around the wall, stomped on us, rolled on us, and all of that. So, no, it's not. Don't let the devil fool you. What you have done, if you've gotten into the food, it's normal. It's normal for the overeater. But let me tell you something that is of supernaturally, that can become supernaturally normal, and that is keeping in step with the Spirit. And it does come, you know, with being honest about it. Go to your food sponsor and think about this verse. It was in it's in Psalm 32, and it's verses 3 and 5. And it says, when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. And day after day, your hand was heavy on me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. But I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and he forgave the weight of my sin. And that's who he is. And we want to have that. We want to keep that clean state, you know, with the Lord. And one of the way that we keep, not just the state, but the slate with the Lord, is that we know the importance of staying in the Word. It circumvents the lie of the devil, regardless of how cleverly he, you know, portrays it. You know, a lie is a lie. Hold on just a moment. So he can dress it up, but the truth of the matter is this, that God gives us eyes to see, and he gives us light in that darkness to expose the lie so that we can see. And in another part of the word in Psalm 119:11, 103 to 105. You know, it talks about eventually how God's light, God is like a light. He's like a lamp. He's a light to our feet. He's a lamp to our path. You know, we want that in our lives. We want to be able to have that light just come up in our lives. And so we have to know God's word. So it's not an optional thing for us. This is why in Bible for Food, we encourage you to get on a reading schedule. It will take you through the whole word. So that's another way that the evil one works. You know, getting people just stuck on a puny bit of the word. You know, I'll do a little devotional in the morning, and I'll do one little verse. And, yeah, I'm telling you, one little verse is better than none at all. But, again, the devil is crafty. And after a while, that one little verse is not going to do it. And so we need God's word. And I wanted to look up, because I don't want to put any wrong scripture anywhere. But the scripture I was thinking about was Psalm 119:103. And this is what it says. It says, 103 to 105. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts. Therefore I hate every wrong path. Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path. And this is what I wanted to say to you about the word. The devil is banking on us being lazy. And that means that, you know, we know what we should do, but we don't do it. And we don't even call on the Lord to help us to get over what we're feeling. And we don't take the tools. We don't use the tools. But we want to use the tools, and we want to encourage one another to do that. Because, you know, it's nothing fun about the eating. They are not goodies that we used to call those things, you know. Ooh, my goodies. No. Walking with the Lord is the good. Having back-to-back abstinence, that's good. Being able to help other people who are struggling behind us, we can show by our example that it's good. Being able to point people to the Lord again and again, that's good. And so we want to see Bible study for what it is. You know, it is that light that God wants to give into our life. We want to see the many people who walked before us as examples. And we want to become one of these examples that we can overcome this malady or this sin, or whatever you want to call it. We can overcome it with the Lord. We definitely can. But we have to learn to read, study, and apply the Word of God that keeps us in a way that keeps us mindful that we're a new creation. So we learn to go deep, you know, dive deep in the Word. We learn to do that. And we learn that, you know, we can be of help to other people who have that struggle. And that is such a beautiful way to be walking, you know, day by day by day. We just love what God has given to us in our life. But let me pray the prayer that was at the end of this reading. It said, Dear Father, thank you for the power to change. It's that Holy Spirit power that we have. Your word is truly a lamp to my feet and a light on my path. I pray to always find delight in learning and applying your teaching. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. And